Such a gift to see you all here tonight, all you sinners. It's Lent. Do you know how much Jesus loves seeing you, sinners? Jesus loves seeing you and your sinners. I'm going to keep repeating that over and over again because that's the truth of the matter. Jesus loves seeing us, and we're sinners. And he loves seeing us because he's the one who loves sinners the best. We enter into this holy season, and I love Lent. I don't know if I like Lent, but I love Lent. I don't like fasting. It's not like I wake up and I'm like, sweet, it's day to fast. All right, awesome. Super excited about that. I don't like that. I don't like having to recognize that there are things in my life that need to be changed, where I'm falling far short of what the Lord has expected of me, not just as a priest, but just as a human being, right, and a Christian. I don't like that I don't treat certain people the way I ought to treat them, and I have to square up to that. But listen, I love that we have a Lord who invites us very deliberately and intentionally to square up to those things. You've heard me say it before, you'll hear me say it again. The Lord loves you right where you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay there. He loves me right where I am, the good, the bad, the ugly, but he loves me too much to let me stay there. And so in his wisdom, he has given the church, his family, a season of Lent, to be intentional and to be honest. And that's why I love this day so much. It's a day of honesty. You know, think about that. We probably love honesty. I don't know how much we like honesty. Because honesty is about getting real, isn't it? And we're always thankful once we've pushed in and we've become real. We can love the result of that. We can even love the process of that. But it's not easy to like it, not on the superficial level, because it's like, ooh, that light is shining a little too close. It's exposing things a little too much. But we should love it. We should love the honesty of today. Look, sinners, we're honest. We're all here because we need a Savior. What I see here and what's so good is your desire to be with the Lord. It's 9:30. What? It's not 9:30. It's later. It's like 9:45 on a Wednesday night. You've chosen to come and fill this chapel. What a gift. You want to be here. But also, there's honesty. We're here because we know that none of us are living the relationship we actually want to live with Jesus. That there's room to grow. There's things that need to be changed. There's an openness that needs to come into our lives, and that's why we're here. We're here to be transformed. We're here to be changed. We're here to become better. And the Lord gives us that grace. And that's the thing. He gives us that grace. It is always extended to us. Jesus absolutely is madly in love with all of us. He is not put off by our sinfulness. He is not put off by our delays. He is not put off with our tendency to want to just be mediocre and to follow him from a safe distance. No, he comes right to us. In fact, St. Paul, this reading from 2 Corinthians, we hear every Ash Wednesday. It is so well worth you going back to pray with again. Jesus comes so close to sinners. He associates so deeply with us that St. Paul says, he who knew not sin came to be sin so that we might become the very righteousness of God in him. He who knew not sin, Jesus is sinless. There's nothing more opposed to him in his very nature than sinfulness because he is all holy. He who knew not sin came not just to take the burdens of the world on his shoulder, not just to lift your sins off your back. He came to be sin. Not just take sin, but to become sin. So that we might become the very righteousness of God in him. What a profound way to understand what Jesus is doing for us. And what it means is this, friends. Any sin that you've committed, any sin that you ever will commit, Jesus has been there. Jesus is there because he came to be that very sin on the cross. So that there's no place I could hide from him in my sinfulness where he hasn't shown the light of his love, where he hasn't extended his mercy. There's always a path back. He is always the path back because he went into the very darkest regions, the furthest away that humanity could get from God. Jesus went there. That's why nobody here should think, oh, I'm a wreck. Even if you're a wreck. Okay, you're a wreck. Let's say it. You're a wreck. You can't say you're only a wreck, though. Say, I'm a wreck, but I have a God who loves me, who's not afraid of my mess, not afraid of my wreck. And he shines his light, and he extends his grace, and he says, come be with me. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened.